Governor Jay Inslee says Washington State will fully reopen on June 30th. Inslee said officials will remove a huge number of restrictions on businesses and activity as the state sees cases of COVID-19 plateau. Here's the governor earlier this afternoon.
This has been one of the most remarkable days in our state's history of a long year and a half struggle. And that's a day when we free ourselves largely from these business restrictions, when we can free ourselves from masks if we'll get vaccinated, and if we have a goal in sight, which will allow us to return to some largely normal activities.
KNKX's Will James listened in to the governor's announcement earlier today, and he joins me now live. Hello, Will.
Hey, Ed.
This is a big announcement, so let's begin with some of the details. What did Inslee outline in terms of how the state will reopen?
Yeah, from what the governor said, this sounds like essentially a return to many aspects of normal life by June 30th. It starts with all counties moving to phase three of reopening. That's the phase that, for instance, King County's in right now on May 18th, so in a few days. And then on June 30th, most restrictions on businesses and activities that we've gotten used to over the past year and change will stop. And that can happen even sooner, the governor says, if 70% of people over 16 start the vaccination process before then. Hmm. Right now, we're at about 57% of people in that category. And there's even more immediate news. Hmm. Starting right now, today, the state is no longer requiring people who are fully vaccinated to wear masks outdoors or in many indoor settings. So that starts immediately.
And that's in line with what we're hearing from the CDC today and some of the national
coverage.
You know, if I'm a grocery worker or somebody has to interact with the public a lot, I might hear that and think, okay, great, I'm ready to get back to normal, but I have to deal with all these people. So how will businesses or will businesses still be able to enforce masking or take other steps to make sure workers feel safe?
Right. The governor is clear that individual businesses are still going to be allowed to require staff and customers to wear masks. So don't, you know, put your masks in a drawer just yet. If you're going to a restaurant or a grocery store, if you're fully vaccinated, those businesses may put up a sign or something saying that masks are still required. I would still bring masks with you. And the governor says that businesses will legally be allowed to check whether you're fully vaccinated before allowing you in without a mask. So people may be carrying around their vaccination cards with them in order to prove that they can go in without a mask. There are also some exceptions to the loosening of masking restrictions. Hospitals, schools, transit, those settings will still require masks for the foreseeable future.
Reopening it, I'm thinking about the approach Washington State has taken throughout the pandemic, and it was kind of an early adopter of restrictions, very cautious approach throughout this last year plus. This feels a little sudden, maybe just because we've been living this for so long. Are there still going to be metrics used, or how is the state going to be able to gauge our progress or whether we need to take more restrictions?
You're right about the sudden aspect of it. I feel like it was only a couple weeks ago that states were being rolled back to phase two because of rising cases, but those cases have started to decline in many parts of the state. There is still going to be a trigger that could force the state back into some restrictions, and that is if the ICU, the intensive care unit capacity statewide, exceeds 90% at any point, then we're going to see some restrictions come back. The way the vaccination is going, the governor sees that as very unlikely, and frankly, that does seem very unlikely.
It feels like, to some degree, the metrics have shifted a little bit. They were saying states and counties needed to meet certain criteria to move forward, and then they changed the math a little bit. Was there anybody asking about that, or anybody asking about kind of shifting goalposts here?
Not really. I mean, there were some concerns. I feel like the reporters on that call were kind of absorbing this flurry of news and these rapid changes. You know, there were some concerns that for instance, the loosening of masking restrictions for vaccinated people could send the signal that, you know, it's kind of home free for everyone and no one can wear masks. And the governor is saying that that's not the case. This is for vaccinated people. And he's hoping that these kind of loosening of restrictions for fully vaccinated people incentivize some people who have not gotten vaccinated to take that step and join in with the people who are enjoying some new freedoms as of today.
All right. KNKX's Will James, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
He's reporting live for us this afternoon on news that Washington State plans to fully reopen by June 30th.